Every Thursday at 5 on WEFT Community Radio, followed by See You at the Show coming up next. Stay with us after that for Lady Lynn Live at 6 p.m., Roots Rock and Reggae at 8 p.m., and Get in Your Jammies at 10 p.m. And now here's this week's edition of See You at the Show. And this is Linda Evans, and I'm here with See You at the Show. We don't say this enough, and I feel like I might need to say this today. And the views and opinions expressed on air are solely those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of WEFT Champaign, Prairie Air Incorporated, station management, the board of directors, or the WEFT associates. I used to say that all the time when I had another talk show a long time ago in a former life. We always said that, and Eric and I rarely say that on See You at the Show, but we probably should. And you're listening to See You at the Show. It's December 1st, 2022. Sometimes we rerun shows, so we're trying to say the date, the current date of when we're actually doing the show more. Although we've been doing new content for a while now, because there's just so much going on, and because we love you all, and we appreciate you listening, and I hope that you listen to the show before us and the show after us. Time of useful consciousness, I've discussed this before when Eric's here, but I'm going to talk about it again because I really just enjoy it so much, and often we get in here a little bit early. And it's kind of, well, it's not always uplifting. There's a lot of hard stuff to think about. It's kind of my moment of zen before we get in to See You at the Show. And I listen pretty closely, although I'm doing other stuff and looking up last minute things. And it's so important, just like so many shows that we sometimes take for granted. On WEFT, it's really nice to still have a community radio station in town. And I know I've been a listener for decades and been an on and off air shifter with different shows. And I really appreciate it. But one of the things that has been pretty constant and consistent is that I really, really appreciate the fact that alternative radio is played on WEFT. And I know you can get almost anything you want to listen to now at your fingertips, but it's really special to have somebody actually creating content, playing songs that they particularly like that maybe you wouldn't hear on Spotify because that's just not your genre or whatever. I don't know. It's special. And of course, I have a lot of love for the talk shows too. And I just had to, and also I know it was Giving Tuesday. It's Giving time of year. And WEFT can always use your donations. It's important. There's so many people that give so much of their time and, don't get paid in money. Obviously, we find it worthwhile for other reasons, but not just people like Eric and I who have a show, but people behind the scenes that put so much of their time and energy into this radio station to keep it running. And even during the pandemic and with hard times, think about WEFT when you're thinking about giving. It's important. And since we are a theater show, think about your local community theaters who also need money. Obviously, the best thing you can do is go to a show. And there are several of them. There's one opening tonight at Parkland Theater. Parkland College Theater is also one of those my favorites. They are... Actually, the show opening is not one of my favorites, and I talked about it last week. But it was Thanksgiving last week, so maybe you didn't hear. I kind of have some issues with the Christmas story. But if you don't, or if you want to know why I have issues with the Christmas story, go check it out. It's opening tonight, and it runs through December 11th. And Parkland always does a great job. It's directed by an amazing director, Chelsea Collier, and she's just amazing. We're lucky to have her in our community. And if people don't recognize A Christmas Story, there was a movie years ago, and I think they're going to do a sequel to it. And I think that's why people are doing it again. And it's, you know, how to describe that show? It's kind of funny. It's not super Christmassy, like religious wise. You might remember, like there's a lamp in it, a leg lamp that's kind of a recurring theme. And he dresses as a rabbit. It's been a while since I've seen it. But anyway, it's a funny show. And it's kind of too consumer driven for me. And I really don't like the emphasis on getting the gun. And I could go into that more. But first, I want to see how they deal with it, and I haven't been able to see the show yet. So, and I previewed a show at the Station Theater last night, and that took my time last night, and I'm so glad I did. It's called Homegrown, an Insurrection Play, and it's by Nicole Anderson Cobb, who we've had on the show before, and I really should get back on the show again. We just did not want to take up her time during Tech Week and stuff like that, but we should get her back on the show again and have an interview about this. In fact, we will definitely be talking about Homegrown next week as well, and I might have a guest co-host with me, so stay tuned for that. My guest co-host is going to see it opening night, which is for that show is Friday. Usually shows at the Station Theater open on Thursday, but this one's opening on Friday, December 2nd, and runs through the 11th. So you definitely want to check that out. Later in the show, I'll talk about it more, but I kind of want to do a rundown of what's going on in our area, because there's another show that I really, really want to get to see that that's one of the reasons why I was talking about alternative radio, is because along with Homegrown, it sounds like one of those shows that, you know, you really want to see. It might be kind of hard topics, but I think it's important. So Channing Murray, Foundation, which you might have heard the Red Herring, which is a vegetarian vegan restaurant. It's in the same building. It's all under the Channing Murray umbrella on campus. And they have a play on contagious courage in Iran called Zan Zendegi Azadi. And it sounds like another must-see. And it's only playing December 3rd at 6 p.m. at Channing Murray. So you want to check that out since it's your only night to see it. And it said what to expect. All are welcome to this performance, a collaborative creation of Iranian students and Lisa Fay of Inner Voice Social Theater. This theater piece portrays the ongoing woman-centered revolution in Iran and the contagious courage of the young women and men whose voices against oppression need to be heard worldwide. So that's all it says about it, but that's enough. I want to go see it. And it's open to all. So check that out. And what else do we have going on? DLO in Danville on December 17th. It's a one-time only Christmas at Granny's, and that's at the Masonic Temple in Danville. And there are two shows. It's 1 o'clock and 6 o'clock. And it sounds like lots of singing and Christmas carols and things like that. So you want to check that out. We always want to support our Danville theater friends. And those were the ones I wanted to make sure for sure everybody heard about, because that's all coming up quickly. And if you want to check out our website, it's seeyouattheshow.com, or you can check out our Facebook page. I've been updating our Facebook page a little bit more than our website, because Eric usually does our website, and he showed me how to do it, but then I can't get my login to work. So so it is not updated, but check it out anyway. I'll make sure we get it updated to tonight or tomorrow. And there are some auditions coming up. Blythe Spirit at Parkland College, Sweeney Todd at Parkland College, and CUTC is doing Arsenic and Old Lace. And so all those auditions are on December 10th. So you could theoretically pretty easily audition for all three: Blythe Spirit, Sweeney Todd at Parkland College, and then Arsenic and Old Lace at CUTC, which is in downtown Champaign. But the performance for Arsenic and Old Lace is going to be in March at the Station Theater. And there's a possibility that I'm definitely going to be at auditions for Arsenic and Old Lace. It's, I don't know. We'll see what else I'll be doing with that show. I'm going to try to help out with it while I'm still around town for a while. Things are really complicated in my life right now. And I'm in and out of town a lot, as is Eric, obviously. So definitely check that out and try to audition for all three. If you're going to audition for all three, leave us a Facebook post on our Facebook page, because we'd love to hear how you do that. We haven't done like an audition frenzy in a while. And it's lovely that there's so many auditions coming up. Red Mask in Danville is having auditions for, they're having auditions for Humble Boy, which I don't know much about. I'll have to look that up, on December 5th and 6th at 7 p.m. And Decatur 7, obviously in Decatur, is having auditions for Stepping Out on December 12th and 13th. So I will get our audition website updated. And at Heartland in Bloomington Normal, they're having auditions for The Lifespan of a Fact, and that's December 12th through the 13th. And in case you didn't see my post today, on Twin City Theater is back up and going, and has announced a season for 2023. So you definitely want to check out their website and see what's coming up. I don't think they have any auditions until 2023. I didn't see. But if I'm wrong, please let me know, because I might have missed something. So I wanted to circle back and talk about homegrown. It made quite an impression, as I was pretty sure it would. So I went in there with high expectations, and it was actually very, very sweet of them to let me see it last night, because I couldn't, I wanted to see it before the show tonight. And so they were still in tech, and it's really, I was really impressed, because if I had paid to see the show last night, I still would have been very happy. And a lot of times, two nights before opening night, you could not say that about a lot of shows. So I'm really impressed. A lot of new faces and people involved in the show, at least new to the Station Theater, which I love, love, love to see. Some young faces that I have never seen at the Station Theater before. I'll just give you a little background. It's set in a corner office on the backside of the Christ Redeemer Church, a fictional church located in Anytown, USA. Mid-December 2020 and early January through April of 2021. So I walked in, and first of all, I was really not taken aback, but I was really brought in already to the show, even before it started, by the set. So I have to give props to Nicole Powers, who's done so many shows at the Station Theater and other places, who's the scenic designer. And she always does a great job. But there was something really homey about the set, and they're using like the whole, pretty much the whole stage, except for a little side where there's been a door. The last few shows they've done, they've had a door, which is really nice, because if you haven't actually been an actor or worked backstage at the Station Theater, there really is no backstage. So it's kind of nice to have that little area as a backstage for the actors. And it didn't take away much space. So it feels like you're actually in the office of a church. And I know a lot of you listeners might not have ever spent much time in a church. Totally understand that. And I did as a kid, and so it kind of just took me back. I grew up in Faith United Methodist Church here in Champaign, and my mom and my dad were very busy volunteering for things. And so there might be a part of me that could really just really relate to this this show, even from the get-go, like from the moment I sat down and, like I said, looked at the set and kind of looked around what was in the quote office, the church office. And then as soon as Misty Martin, who plays Bernice, started talking and was working on her computer, and she's one of the pastors, It definitely brought me in, and it was very believable. And I love Misty. I've always loved Misty from the first time I saw her. I don't know if it was, I know it was at the Station Theater, maybe Men in Boats. But I feel like I've seen her before then. But she's also, we served together on the board at the Station Theater, and I think she's still on the board. And she's just a force to be reckoned with, and so versatile as an actress. And I'm so glad to see more of her. And the part of Josh was supposed to be played by Aaron Miller, who he was in a show, Farinelli and the King, that I produced at the Station Theater. But he's have some health issues, and so Aaron Clark, who is the understudy, was filling in last night. And kudos to Aaron Clark. He did a really great job, even though he was still on book, obviously. He was able to really play it off. I almost forgot that he had a script in his hand because he made it look so natural. And he's been in so many shows around town. I'm sure you've seen him. And his wife, June Clark Eubanks, plays Kelly. And so Josh and Kelly are husband and wife in the play. So it's kind of fun to see real husband and wife on stage. But we hope that Aaron Miller makes it back for some of the shows. And last night, the entire cast was masked. And I don't know for sure if they're going to continue to mask for all the shows. But everyone in the audience is required to wear a mask. And I think still show proof of vaccination status. So keep that in mind when you go. And I know they've already sold out for, I think, both Sundays. So you want to get your tickets really quick. And it's kind of a short run for the station. They've been doing 2-week runs instead of 3. So you want to get in there when you can. Mason was played by Seth Hubbard. And he's a teenager. And I was super impressed with him. And Cody is played by Harry Brown. And very impressed with both of them. I'll get more into it next week, but I was really impressed with the two teens and how well they have a lot of scenes together, and they're supposed to be friends, and they just really have good friend chemistry on set. And Mike is played by Alexander Harris. Also really enjoyed Mike. And Ricky by Felipe Carmona. And again, I don't know either one of them before seeing the show last night, and I really liked both of them and hope to see them in more shows. And it's directed by Ben F. Locke, and I got to meet Ben very quickly last night. Hopefully once it opens, maybe I could do an interview with Ben. Again, super impressed with how well the show was already running. So I hope to see more directed by Ben. He seems like just an amazing person. I could kind of tell some of the notes he was taking and some of the discussion that he and the playwright had during intermission. Not that I was eavesdropping, but the station theater is a small space, and just really impressed with him. And I love the thought of local playwrights getting their shows produced locally, and I hope we see more of that. And I really appreciate the station theater for bringing this show to life, and you need to go see it. And hopefully other theaters will pick up on the play too. It's obviously about our not so distant history, our recent history, I guess, and about the insurrection. It's about a local congregation, wherever local is for you, and people being kind of divided politically at that time and maybe still now. And so I think it's very timely. Even families kind of being divided politically on what they felt about what was going on in the United States at that time, and maybe what's going on in the United States right now. It obviously has some COVID aspects of it. And it just feels very realistic. And no matter where you are politically, I think you would get something out of watching this show. I don't think it's a spoiler that since it's calling it the insurrection, that that's where they're seeing this as an insurrection, which but I still think even if you don't, if you're not left leaning, you still could get something out of the show. And there's racial aspects as well that come up, and just a lot. And the runtime is 2 hours. There's a 10-minute intermission, and it was pretty tight last night. So I expect it to even get tighter. Usually shows just get more efficient and tighter. And I saw some new people working backstage that I hadn't seen before. And so definitely check out the production staff and look at the new faces and check it out. I will have more information on Homegrown next week, but hopefully you can come see it this weekend and maybe let us know what you thought. I know a lot of people worked on the set, and we appreciate everybody who gives their time and effort. There's quite a few people thanked in the program for workday volunteers, and special thanks to several groups in town for helping out in all different ways. And I don't know, it was just really nice to see this station theater just doing a lot of great stuff lately. And one of the things that makes the station theater and other local theaters special is how many people love and come to see the shows, and that's really, really important. And like I said before, if you're in the giving mood, definitely give to either WEFT for having, you know, all the wonderful shows that we have on the air here, and give to your community theater. And I know that they'll appreciate it, just like we will. And go out and audition. Maybe work backstage. Maybe try your hand at something theater that you haven't done before. Maybe you've, you know, been an actor, but you've never done set design or never painted. I know every group in town loves to see and have volunteers come and help. And maybe seeing a local playwright and an original work will make you want to write something. It's been really inspiring to see several local playwrights in the last year have their shows at the station. And maybe it'll be inspiring for other people who really haven't thought of themselves as playwrights. And maybe they're like, oh, I could do that. And we'd love to see your work and hear about it. And let us know what you're up to. Let us know what you're seeing. Let us know what we've missed. I know that I've probably missed a few things. I've been working. I'm a nanny for a wonderful one-year-old boy who takes up a lot of my time right now. So it's a little bit hard to get online and look and see what's coming up. So if you want to help out and say, hey, Linda, this is coming up, you might want to check this out. That would really, really help, because I want to give as much as my hands-on attention to the little guy as I possibly can while he's still around and while I'm still around. And again, we were without Eric tonight, but we appreciate him working behind the scenes. And tune in next week for Steve at the Show. And I think we have some jazz coming.